Hello, everyone. My name is Al Smith, and I'm the founder and director of Bishop Sheen today. I want to welcome you to our Christmas inspirations, and we've been sharing Bishop Sheen's wisdom from his 1966 book. And we'll be bringing up onto the screen today a beautiful reflection that is entitled, Christmas is not for nice people. I'll repeat that again. Christmas is not for nice people. I know when I first read it, it caught my attention saying, oh, I wonder what Bishop Sheen will say. So let me share with you his wisdom. Christmas is not for nice people. The name that was given to God, who became man, was Jesus, which means Savior. Savior from our sins. Christmas is not for nice people. It is for nasty people. Nice people think they are good and need no Savior. Nasty people come to Him because they are convertible, aware of their own imperfections, and deep sense of needing to be cleansed. Their emptiness is not meaningless, like that of the Grand Canyon, but rather like the emptiness of a manger that can be filled. They have a hunger and thirst for something not of themselves, and so they look to the Lord in the manger, who is very fond of nasty people. One of the charges against him was that he ate with sinners. The lost sheep was put upon his shoulder of the good shepherd, and the 99 were left in the field. The lost coin was found and made an occasion for rejoicing, but there was no party or celebration for the other nine. The Savior takes a child on his knees and says that he will enter the kingdom of heaven before the university professor. Because the Lord preferred nasty people to the nice people, it is very likely that if we could look up to into heaven, we should see some sights that would scandalize us. We would say, well, how did that woman get there? Or how did he get in? I knew him when. There will be many in heaven whom we never expected to see there. The greatest surprise of all is that we will be there. God would have been infinite goodness if he had never made the world. But unless nasty persons had existed, he never could have shown his mercy towards us. And it is likely that he would never have become man. I pray you've enjoyed this reflection today, and it is food for thought. And so I'd ask you to invite a friend next time. And until that time, may the good Lord continue to bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord look upon you kindly and bring you peace.